This is New England Public Radio. The American Hockey League, which is made up of the top NHL farm teams, held its annual All-Star Classic in Springfield Monday night before a sellout crowd. 3 years ago, such an event taking place in the city seemed unlikely, with Springfield's team at the bottom of the league in attendance and poised to move to Arizona. But a new team came in and is having much more success than its predecessor. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
The Springfield Thunderbirds have been averaging at least 4,500 fans a game over the last three seasons. That's far better than the previous team, the Falcons, were doing in their final years.
We're really trying to create moments that go beyond the sport, and that's what the best teams in American Hockey League do, and they do well.
That's Nathan Costa, the Thunderbirds president, who credits his staff with helping to improve the fan experience and bolstering group ticket sales. And one person who's noticed the difference is Steve Forney. He's an Agawam native who's been the public address announcer at the MassMutual Center going back to the last days of the Falcons.
You know, I always find it interesting because there are some games where the team just really doesn't play well. And I'm sort of disgruntled, but you walk through the parking garage and people are talking about how great of a time they had.
Of course, Forney gets to watch from what he calls the best seat in the house, a glass-encased booth at dead center ice between the two penalty boxes. With hockey in Springfield now on much better footing, the AHL awarded the franchise the All-Star Game. Hundreds of fans are lined up inside the arena lobby waiting for the gates to open. Many sport their favorite hockey jerseys and apparel from the NHL, the AHL, and beyond. One young man wearing a bright red hometown Thunderbirds jersey is Chase Stebbins from Enfield, Connecticut, who's excited for the big night.
Well, it's a special opportunity, and I like it, and it's fun.
Chase is an aspiring right winger and says he'll be watching the players carefully.
I look at their feet and their movement, and it helps me out.
And another fan wearing a Thunderbirds jersey is Al Arment of Springfield, a season ticket holder. He says he's looking forward to maybe seeing some future stars.
You know, the action on the ice is great because you're seeing the best of the best. You know, all of these guys that are out there now are going to be up in the National Hockey League the next couple of years, so it's really worth coming down to see.
While the fans make their way in, those players who hope to be stars someday are going through their final preparations. Sam Montembeau, the Thunderbirds goaltender, is a 22-year-old from Quebec. He's a third-round draft pick of the NHL's Florida Panthers, who was named to his first All-Star team.
Yeah, it means a lot. It's only my second year in the league, so obviously with like all the work you do in this first year, it's a good reward and to be here and be part of all the back playing against all the best players in the league. It's a good reward.
Across the locker room, Montembeau's teammate Anthony Greco is sitting by his locker. The 25-year-old has been with the Thunderbirds for three seasons, and he got a feel for the big time in December. He was called up to play one game for the Big League Panthers before returning to Springfield.
I mean, anytime you go up, you want to stay up and to kind of get a taste of it and see what it was about. It's definitely motivating for the future.
After the introductions and national anthems, it was time to play hockey. But this was different than your usual game. Teams representing each of the AHL's four divisions competed in a mini-tournament. Each could send three skaters and a goaltender to the ice, much the same as overtime in the regular season. There wasn't as much contact as usual with fewer players than normal, but it gave the athletes a chance to exhibit their skills to the fans and to NHL clubs. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.
And the North Division squad beat the Atlantic Division, which included the Thunderbirds, 1-0 to win the All-Star title. You're listening to New England Public Radio.